Concerns over a full-scale war in the Middle East are being raised following renewed fighting between Israel and Iran. The two countries began exchanging fire after Israel launched a series of strikes on Beirut in Lebanon. Deputy spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General Farhan Haq details what UN workers on the ground observed and expressed concern over escalations.
From Friday the 5th to Sunday the 7th of June, the UN interim force in Lebanon observed a high tempo of military activity across its area of operations, including 201 violations of Lebanese airspace by the Israel Defense Forces, including by helicopters and fighter aircrafts, totaling close to 288 hours of overflight time. UNIFIL recorded over 2,100 firing incidents originating from IDF positions.
The Israeli ambassador to France, Joshua Zarqa, put the blame on Iran. He said Iran forced Israel to strike, saying it wasn't a choice. He compared Iran to a mafia trying to force the world to accept its presence in Lebanon through allies Hezbollah. Iran has attempted to establish a deterrence formula by threatening retaliation should Israel attack Hezbollah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Iran and Hezbollah's equation unacceptable, saying he will not allow it to happen on his watch.
As I have done for decades, I stand firm for our right to act against our enemies. We have done so now too. After Hezbollah fired into Israeli territory, I ordered the IDF to attack terrorist targets in Beirut and to eliminate Hezbollah operatives there. We did so. After Iran attacked Israel, I directed the IDF to attack military and economic targets throughout Iran. We did that too.
Netanyahu says that the strikes with Iran will halt for now. This follows a call by President Donald Trump, according to an interview with Axios. In this interview, Trump says he told Netanyahu prior to the Israeli strikes to not respond. Netanyahu's defiance of Trump exposes a growing rift between the two leaders. Trump told Axios he called Netanyahu and said, quote, "You better be careful, or you will be on your own very soon," end quote. Despite Trump publicly opposing the actions of Israel, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson, Ismail Baghaei, says that the United States is to blame for Israel's actions. He said that past events make it hard to believe Israel would act without coordination from America.
These developments will certainly intensify suspicions. Even now, we have been exchanging messages with the American side in an atmosphere of extremely deep mistrust. Without any doubt, as I have said, it is impossible to separate the actions of the Zionist regime in the region from U.S. policies.
Though the fighting has halted, concerns have been raised over the specter of escalating war in the Middle East. One of Iran's strikes also landed in Syria. Trump told Axios leaders of five countries called him to urge Netanyahu to stop fighting in Iran and Lebanon. Pope Leo also weighed in, taking time in his speech to the Spanish parliament to call for peace, seemingly in response to the fighting. He called for respect for international law and patient dialogue.
La paz exige valentía diplomática.
Peace demands diplomatic courage, ethical responsibility, and a vision for the future grounded in respect for the identity of all people and in the obligation of states to resolve their disputes through the peaceful means offered by international law.
Que ofrece el derecho internacional.
For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.